boss ladies. Welcome to part 3 of our free mini transformation workbook that I've been sharing with you on my website. If you haven't downloaded it yet, please head on over to deborahhartung.com and go to the Girl Boss Guide podcast page, which is where you will find this little workbook that you can download for free. In episode 14, I asked you what's your type, and I shared with you the Myers-Briggs type indicator, which is a very widely used global personality test that will help you figure out your personality and why you behave in a certain way and how to better relate to other different personality types. In episode 17, I spoke about how we measure success and how important it is for us to uncover and understand our own personal values and to really start measuring our success in life with to what extent we are aligning with those values. So today in part 3, I'm going to share with you a very powerful coaching tool that you can use as a peer coaching method so that you can coach your friends or people that you work with. And you can actually also use it as a little framework to coach yourself. Now, as a professional coach, I can tell you that there are numerous ethical considerations when it comes to coaching. And there's a rule amongst coaches that we don't coach people who are friends or family. So basically anyone that we are close to. And the reason for this is because it's very easy to actually land up manipulating the person because we might be emotionally invested in the outcome of the coaching. So whatever decision they are going to make might somehow impact our lives. We might be emotionally invested. If you think about a friend who is having difficulty deciding whether they should take a job offer in another city and move away, that's not really something that any of us can objectively help them with, right? Because we want them to be happy, of course, but we don't necessarily want them to move away. So it is a little bit tricky because when you're trying to coach yourself, obviously you are super invested in the outcome of whatever decision you're going to make. But this GROW coaching methodology can actually help and serve as a framework for you. Basically just stop, you know, this little cycle of crazy that we go through in our minds when we're trying to make a difficult decision and we're making lists of pros and cons and it becomes really, really difficult to see the woods for the trees. So the GROW coaching methodology is super easy and it is the most widely used methodology, especially in corporates, when we are empowering people to act as peer coaches. So in that little mini transformation workbook on deborahhartung.com, you will find a little explanatory note about GROW coaching, and you'll also find a little worksheet on how you can actually apply this model, whether it's in your own life or it's for a friend or a colleague at work. So basically how the model works, GROW, let's just quickly go through what GROW stands for. G is for goal, R is for reality, O is for opportunities and obstacles, and W is for way forward. So it's super easy. And basically what you need to remember is when anyone is faced with a tough decision or they're going through a difficult time at work and they come to you for help and they don't know how to handle a situation, the things that they're talking to you about, or if you're in your own mind kind of going over things, the letter that you're at in the GROW model is at the R. So you're busy sharing, or this person is busy sharing with you their reality. So it's how they are seeing things right now, how they're perceiving them, how they are feeling about those things. So let them speak, try and understand exactly what it is that they're going through or what it is that you're going through. Be very clear about what the reality is. And then stop them and say, okay, fine, so this is how things are right now. What does a perfect relationship with your boss, for instance, what does that look like to you? What, if they're talking about moving to another city, ask them, what does their ideal job and their ideal life look like? Okay, so get them into the goal space, the G in the GROW coaching model. So get them to be very clear around the goal, around what it is that they're going to be gaining, what it looks like, what it feels like for them, and why they want it in their life. Okay, once they're clear on their goal in terms of what it is that they want, how much, by when, what it looks like, what it feels like, and how it's different from their reality, you can actually help them start taking the steps that they need to take to change their reality into the goal state. And that is where the rest of the worksheet comes in, okay? So where we would usually make lists of pros and cons and all kinds of things, what you can do is you can use this list and you can help them work through what are the obstacles that they are currently facing. So for instance, if a friend wants to lose a couple of pounds or get fitter and healthier, what obstacles do they have? Maybe they have, you know, very limited time to cook or go shopping for healthy alternatives. Maybe they've got small children or they've got a very demanding job. Their commute is super long. There might be numerous different things that might be obstacles for them that you might not be facing. You might get to go to yoga or hit the gym at like 5 a.m. or you go for a run every morning, and that's not going to suit them. So get them to list their obstacles, and then also get them to list their opportunities. So who can help them, different resources that they've got, alternatives that they can maybe consider. You know, things like maybe they might want to hit the market over the weekend and prep their meals for the week, or they might want to buy pre-prepared meals, or they might want to invest in something like a meal replacement shake if they are commuting or they're traveling a lot. So just help them to see alternatives so that they're not stuck in this rut of feeling lost and powerless. Help them to see the opportunities and the obstacles and gain a little bit of kind of real understanding of what it is that they're up against. And then help them to start taking action. So help them decide on the way forward. What positive steps are they going to take to get them to actually reach that goal state that they have set? And this works on friends and colleagues, and it can work on you as well. It's a very, very helpful tool. It is super easy to use, especially seeing as how I've given you a little worksheet that you can work from. And there's all kinds of things that you can plan, the steps that you need to take. You might even want to put things in there like due dates. You might even want to be each other's accountability coaches. You know, it is a lot harder to actually break your promises to yourself, like you're going to go to the gym more often or whatever, when someone is checking in on you. Okay, just help people make healthier choices and help them stick to the plan that they've made for themselves. So head on over to deborahhartung.com, go to the Girl Boss Guide podcast resource page, and go and download your free little workbook and start learning how to use the Grow coaching method to coach your friends, your colleagues at work, and also to coach yourself and not be stuck in this absolute madness of, I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what I want. The Grow coaching model will really help you gain a lot of clarity, and it will help you make much better decisions in your life. And it will help you be a better leader, because instead of sitting and gossiping or commiserating with a friend or a colleague, you can actually turn it into a very progressive action plan for them to get them out of whatever horrible situation they're in and get them to their goal state. I'll chat to you again.